Brink threw up his paws in mock terror.
64! The answer's 64!
Tribsy scratched his tail.
How'd you work that out, sir?
Brink shrugged.
Well, there's four seasons, ain't there? So, four seasons by four seasons is 16. Times that by another four, and it adds up to 64. I was always good at figuring when I was littling. Still am.
As soon as dinner was finished, the Geminia tome was sent for. Amid great excitement, old Quelt opened it to chapter 64 and started reading.
"'Twixt supper and breakfast find me, in a place I was weary to be. Up in that top tactic, one see, lies what was the limb of a tree. It holds up what blocks out the night, and can open to let in the light. For a third of a lifetime, one says, looking up, I could see it sideways. Tell me what we call coward in at. Then, when you have worked out that, you'll find your heart's desire by adding a backward lyre. Ever together the two have been set, since Coriam's lance at the coronet."
An awed silence followed the reading of the riddle. Then Skipper asked airily,
"Is that all there is to it?"
The glasses dropped off Quelt's nose as he spluttered.
"Is that all? Don't you think that's quite enough, sir?"
Banjon held up a placatory paw.
"Now don't go getting yourself in a tizzy, olden. I was only jesting. Though I'll tell you this on me affidavit, I never in all me seasons heard a puzzle or a riddle that even comes close to being as hard as that'n."
Little Sister Snowdrop's voice rose into a tirade.
"That's Sister Geminia. Oh, the bottle-nosed, twidgety-tailed, pranky-pawed, mumbledy-toothed old busybody. Oh, what right did she have thinking of brain-bending puzzles like that? It's a confounded... Oh, it's a..."
"Why, it's an enigma, just like her name, and it will do no good getting upset like that, sister."
Abbess Lysian patted Snowdrop's paw soothingly.
"I, for one, am not going to be defeated by Geminia's riddle. You were right, Snowdrop. She's all you said she was and more. The barrel-bottomed, flinky-eyed, twoggle-eared old nuisance. There, that feels a lot better. What do you say, friends? Are we going to solve the riddle of Coriam's lance and Rulaine's coronet? Who's with me?"
Skipper grasped Lysian's paw.
"I am, marm, if the solving will help that lovely gell of mine. What do you say, mates?"
The roar of approval that followed bounced off the hallowed walls of Great Hall several times. Mormon Burby removed both paws from her ears when the dinner had passed.
"I'll make ye tea first, then us'll get us started."
Mother Abbess Lysian shook her head in admiration.
"Who could say better than that?"